Today's April 6th, 2025. Current Bitcoin price is $81,885.
Welcome to the BitByte podcast, your source for news and information about Bitcoin and the cryptocurrency space. This podcast is meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not financial advice.
So we're post-Liberation Day, Rick. How does that make you feel?
Not particularly free, but that's just me.
Markets are kind of in turmoil. I don't even know what to say, like, to kind of begin all this. Like, this is nuts. Before we start digging into some of that stuff, how are we doing with our theoretical purchases?
Okay, let's take a look at the theoreticals. I just put them in. It's pretty sad, not going to lie. Bitcoin price at $81,885. Our $3,000 that you bought Bitcoin back in October 2023, that would have netted you 0.0885 Bitcoin. I mean, you're still doing good. That $3,000 investment's now worth $7,247. Which is the lowest it's been for us in basically since the election.
Okay.
Bitcoin buy number two at the halving. We're really getting close to a year. That was April 19th, 2024.
Wow.
And yeah, it just time's flying. And that $1,000 at $64,000 of Bitcoin price at the time would have netted you 0.01564 Bitcoin. So it's at least a million Satoshis. That amount of Bitcoin is now worth 1,281. So you've appreciated 28%.
So we're still slightly above water on, well, I mean, obviously the one from 2023 is still like the golden goose, right? Like, that was still one of the best buys. This one, buy number two, it's still higher, but I mean, 28% is not horrible, right?
Yeah, it's not terrible. No, that's pretty good for a year. I mean, if you had a savings account where you could get a year at a 28%, you'd probably dump everything in there, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I mean, if you had a bank offering you a 28% yield on your savings with them, you'd be like, oh, dude, I'm just going to save my money in the bank. I don't need to buy into stocks or anything like that. Yeah, it's been pretty crazy. When we look at the charts, last episode that we recorded, we were starting to see some black on the ETF flows for Bitcoin. And it looks like as of the 28th, that kind of stopped. So we're starting to see a sea of red again, starting to creep its way through. So yeah, everything's looking fairly ugly. And we all know really this is all because of Liberation Day, as it were.
Yep.
It's gone into effect. The wife and I were actually talking about this at dinner last night. She is notorious for subscribing to those monthly different mail-in services things. Like, she started one for, and I'm not going to try and plug them necessarily, but it was for MeUndies, right? So she's been getting us boxers and getting herself underwear like one set every month. It comes as a standard thing. And I guess she got an email the other day saying that they were going to increase prices by 44%. I told her, yeah. Like, can't.
I mean, if it's coming across the border, it's going to cost you a lot more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I might cancel that. You don't need underwear. I'm good on underwear. Like, none of mine got holes in it. You've done a good job, but why pay a 44% increase for undies?
Yep. Well, I had in my work, we had a special irrigation thing coming in, and they rushed it because it was coming from Mexico. So they rushed it before the before April, just so they could avoid the tariffs on it.
Yeah.
I don't know how much this equipment costs, but my guess is it's well over $100,000. So, and they just pay like whatever, mark it up 30% or something crazy. I mean, yeah. Why? You'll try and avoid that kind of charge for sure.
Oh yeah. No, I was chatting with the president of our operations over coffee on Tuesday morning, and she was talking about how, like, the tariffs, like, what they were coming on board, and they were actually just going to go ahead and they were going to raise prices on top of it, just make it a nice little sandwich for them. I'm like, whew, like, yeah, a lot of things manufacturing, like it's going to be weird. Everything's, and ultimately everything's going to get affected.
Mm-hmm.
I know one of the things to, I think, keep in mind with this is that, yeah, it's what they call a consumption tax, right? Because you should have, I mean, in typical markets, you would have, well, you have the stuff that's made locally or, you know, in the States, and then you have the stuff that's made abroad that's typically cheaper, right? Unfortunately, we just don't have a lot of manufacturing in the States anymore.
Well, I think that's a symptom of having the world reserve currency.
Mm-hmm.
Just for the fact that you have to pay your workers in the world reserve currency, your workers are that much more expensive just right off the top.
Right. Yeah.
Whereas if you go to some weaker currency country like Vietnam, you know, I mean, you literally can pay them less and their currency is worth less. So it's like a win-win for the manufacturers.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's so crazy too, because a lot of American companies, that's what they do. You see it across the board.
Yeah. I mean, nothing is made in America anymore. I mean, I remember when a lot of valves, when I worked in the oil field, like all their stuff was made in America, and somewhere in the 2010s, I mean, it was all starting to go to China and other countries. And I mean, even cars. Back when 2008 happened, they basically, the government in the United States bailed out all the auto manufacturers.
Mm-hmm.
And now most of those auto manufacturers have moved to Mexico. I mean, even Toyotas are made in Mexico now.
Yeah.
The Chevy trucks are made in Mexico. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah. I mean, and even if you have some sort of assembly operations in the States, your product, you know, the raw materials and all that stuff, the components are not made in the States. They're just doing assembly here. Right.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't know how that breaks down within the tariff situation. I would assume it's still going to be affected.
Well, it depends on how hard they go after raw materials.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't recommend going too hard at that, because you're going to, you know, price up the stuff that's made in America a lot more.
Yeah, because we don't
manufacture. Unless they can start opening mines again.
Yeah, it is nuts. Because, like, even if we do have raw material extraction here in the States still going on in some capacity, we're probably still not probably turning it into, you know, the end product here. Like, we're shipping the raw material minerals elsewhere.
Yeah, the refinement or the,
mm-hmm,
what would you call it? It's not refinement, but basically the smelting of the raw materials. Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably still not even done here.
Probably not.
So markets are on a tumble. We were talking about that kind of before we got going. SPX right now, it's down 5.9%. NASDAQ is down 6%. Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 5.5%. The VIX is the only thing that's showing positive, which is the volatility index. We've talked about that before on the podcast. That's up 50.93%.
Yeah, it's never a good sign.
Yeah, the DXY is up 0.93%. Apple is down 7%. Tesla is down 10%. Like, I'm tempted to buy some Tesla. Netflix is down 6%. U.S. oil is down 6%. Gold is down 2.47%. Silver, this one was shocking, is down 7%. Yeah. And then United States currency is growing stronger.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's kind of, it's just going to make the demand for more dollars to pay for those tariffs.
Yeah.
In a weird way.
Yeah. I mean, we put up a chart too that shows kind of what the stock markets have done since Trump's inauguration around different countries. You see, obviously, the United States is taking the brunt of it right now, but none of the markets are really in the clear except for China. Did you look at that chart there?
Yes. China's hard to read, but it's just basically just a squiggle, and it's just holding the line, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas everyone else is taking a nosedive, especially just like it looks like the inverted hockey stick going straight down.
Straight down, all of them. And it looks like ever since basically April 1st, like they were doing okay. I mean, the stock market looked like it started, and here in the States especially, it started probably around February on some of the first news of the tariffs going into Canada and Mexico. And then it started to rebound a little bit, and probably that part of that was probably the DeepSeek announcement that took place. Started to rebound a little bit and then tanked it. Boom. Like it's down. Japan's down. Canada's down. UK's down. Germany's down. China is the only one that looks like it's kind of holding the line.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's no shady accounting practices going on there or excessive money printing.
Well, and so and we were kind of, what is Trump's end game? Part of it's manufacturing, right? What are the other things you think he's trying to get out of this?
I think that's the main thing is he's trying to get more manufacturing and us to produce more most of our goods, and to incentivize, companies to bring work back to America. Will he get that? I don't know. I mean, the problem with doing that is this is not, you can't just put this in effect and then wait a couple of months and everything's hunky-dory. This is going to take years. This is a massive ship that has a lot of mass and a lot of momentum going in a certain direction, and he's wanting to turn it around. That's going to take a while.
And he basically did like full reverse speed and he did a complete turn of that rudder, right? Like, and it's, you hear the ship creaking and groaning, trying to readjust, and it's not looking so high. I don't know.
There's a lot of groaning and buckling.
I want to have faith in his plan. I mean, when I hear some of his other advisors speak about what's going on with the economic situation, like they sound pretty like determined that they have a focus, they have a goal. And you kind of talked about this before we started recording was, or even while we were recording, being the reserve currency, like we were the boxer that took a lot of hits that hasn't felt the damage, and now we're starting to see the damage. They've gutted our infrastructure here in the States.
Yep. Well, it's been gutted. I mean, it was kind of a eye-opening thing when like back in 2020 when the pandemic and COVID-19 lockdowns, I mean, we didn't make any of our vitamin C in America anymore. It all came from China. We didn't even make all of our face masks and stuff like that. I mean, nothing was made here. And China was getting, their lockdowns first. And shutting down factories and stuff, and it's like, how are we gonna fit in all this? I mean, I wonder if that's part of what's kind of motivating Trump is the fact that when you got to say in his first term back in 2016, he was doing well through 2019, he was looked like he was like well on his way to a re-election, and then the pandemic in 2020, that really hit him. And the country pretty hard in multiple fronts, and it showed so many weaknesses that we had. I think that might be part of his motivation.
Yeah, I agree. And I think the other part of that too is that we are so dependent on China, and if we end up in a kinetic war with them in some way, shape, or form in the future, all of our manufacturing, like all of our chips, like when you think about that, like you think about the future of warfare, drones is going to be a big part of that. Like all these electronics, all that stuff. If we're at war with China, they're not going to supply us with the chips that we've been trying to get.
And they're going to take over Taiwan and not allow them to sell us chips. So, yeah.
So I mean, there's definitely strategic reasons why he's doing what he's doing, and I understand that. I really hope he's thought this all the way through on how this is going to affect things. I guess my other question to you, though, too, is that, he's talked about how these tariffs are going to be reciprocal. So if people start to play ball with us kind of in a more fair trading environment, how do you think, like, let's go back to the underwear thing, because that's fresh in my mind. They're being made in Sri Lanka. How long will the Sri Lankan economy be able to continue to produce with nobody buying the goods when you have a 44% increase? And at what point will they be like, okay, well, we're going to cancel the tariffs that we have on your products here?
I'm pretty sure that they're going to fold pretty quick. because that will be just absolutely devastating to their economy. I mean, it's devastating to everyone, but when you don't have a standard of living, and then let's say your standard of living goes down 20%, most Americans can survive that. In Sri Lanka, that's not the case at all. I mean, that's the difference between surviving and starvation.
Yeah, because they were already just barely getting above the line, right?
Right.
And I think that's the big ask by the American people right now, is that they are asking them to be able to be like, all right, look, you may have an option when you go to the store, you may not, but if you can curtail some of your purchasing of these ex imported items, maybe we can bring them to heel faster than, what we would assume. Because I would assume that that's kind of the plan, but I don't know.
I mean, we're guessing. I mean, it seems that like that's the most logical explanation, but we don't really know.
No, absolutely not. China is doing all they can to print money to keep their assets elevated. That's why their market's not tanking the way that it is. And then the other question is too, how long till Germany, UK, Canada, Japan, till they start printing like crazy? I always thought we had good trading partner with Japan. I thought we were fairly open. But the other part of that though too is post-World War II, we basically go back to that reserve currency status, right? Like we told all these other countries, look, we will allow you to rebuild yourself by you manufacturing and we will buy your products. We did this to ourselves.
Yeah.
It's just not sustainable in the long run.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. Is anything even made in Japan anymore for the most part? I
I
mean, I
don't
know they
think so.
probably do have some manufacturing, but it's not the same as what it was back in the 80s.
Yeah. Well, and I want to pose one more question to you about this too. Do you think it's possible? I mean, because a lot of even China is getting more expensive for manufacturing. We're starting to see a lot more of it move to Vietnam. Apparently, Sri Lanka is becoming a bigger part of that. Do you think if it's possible that the United States could actually strangle China in their manufacturing prowess right now if you get all these other countries to play ball with us?
I don't know. The thing is, China's developed quite a bit over the time. Back in the early 2000s, they weren't much of anything. They were getting going, but 25 years into this process, I don't know if you can. They've grown so much. I think they have a lot of the cards in their hands too. I
Yeah.
mean, even trying to get everyone else to jump on their side, I don't know. I don't even know if that's even possible.
Yeah. No, I'm curious about that. Like, I mean, it 'cause honestly, the other part of this that it feels like for me, and I don't want to sound like a negative person against the United States or anything else, but it feels like this is the last chance we have to retain our superpower dominance.
Yep. Well, I mean, our debt's at all-time highs. At some point, this thing is going to come due, and I just the situation is pretty bad. If the debt gets much worse, I mean, it could bankrupt us.
Yeah. I mean, and I think through all this, one of the most interesting things is that Bitcoin has not completely cratered right now.
Things have held on for quite a while.
Yeah.
So,
That 80,000 price level has been kind of interesting. We had a pretty crazy week. We started off at 81.6 at the beginning of the week. We peaked at 88.5, and then fell back down to 81.2. So right around right now, like the average is around 83,000. Market cap is sitting at 1.65 trillion. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what this. What do you think is going to happen on Monday? Do you think markets are going to tank further?
oh yeah, I think this is potentially going to be another Black Monday, similar to 1987, which
Yeah.
was the worst stock market crash on record, at least one day percentage wise.
Yeah. I mean, and I think, yeah, just I think it's unfortunate to be prepared. And then maybe, oh man, I still go back to like, how long will these other economies be able to last if Americans are not buying these goods. Because we can buckle down and we can, you know, I think the problem in the States right now is that people still weren't on good footing from the inflation.
Yeah.
Now you have this.
4 years is pretty rough.
Yeah. Now you have this. And so, man, I don't know how that's going to look. I don't know how that's going to turn out for the average person, especially, I mean, considering most of them were already kind of hurting. We saw debt was already really high. So yeah, it's going to be a crunch for sure. And how long will the American people stay quiet about it? I don't know. The polls, I get so much mixed reaction in the polls on what they believe Trump is doing is good. But it seems like there's a lot more people getting aggravated by, you know, they're looking at their 401k investments, all that stuff, and everything is just looking bleh.
Yeah.
That's a technical term now.
Yeah. No, that's the feeling all around. Now, the other question I have is Bitcoin going to keep holding? I mean, we saw some serious crashes in the market since the beginning of the month.
Yeah.
And Bitcoin, I mean, it's gone down a little bit. It was getting up to about 86. It's down to 81, but it's still managed to stay above 80. Will that continue to hold?
Yeah. I mean, it goes back to the pogo stick thing, right? Like if you get a layer of ice, and I want to say that, man, if we can hold the line at 80, that's going to be incredible. But it's that pogo stick, right? Like as it continues to bounce off that line, it gets weaker and weaker. But at the same time, it could reverse and start to climb back up. But it depends. That money in the market needs somewhere to go. Where's it going to go?
That's the question. I think Bitcoin's in for a rough ride here shortly.
Yeah.
But I think the long-term outlook is always good. It's going to be, this is already the weirdest cycle ever, and things are about to get weirder.
Yeah, you were talking about that. And I think we've kind of mentioned that a few times on the cast, is that, you know, is the four-year cycle broken?
Yeah. Well, this is the fourth of the four-year cycles. And maybe there's some type of transformation that happens after this one. I don't know. Just looking at it, it does feel weird. If this is kind of a top, or, you know, January was the top, I don't know. But this is the first real recession that Bitcoin is going to take a look, or going to face off with. I guess technically we'll ignore the pandemic because that was more lockdowns.
Yeah.
But I think the metal of Bitcoin is going to be tested, and if the government start kicking on the money printers, that's going to be good for Bitcoin. It may not be good for the average person, but it will be good for Bitcoin in the long term.
How long do you think it'll be till the Fed turns on the printers here in the States?
Depends on how bad it gets.
I mean, because you know that's the other part of this that could be all according to a plan. And I mean, I really hope Trump is like 4D chess in this thing, because I don't care who you are in the States right now. Like, you want this man to succeed. You do not want to see America fail. At least I would hope that's your thought. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm giving people too much credit. But you want this guy to succeed, because if not, we're all really kind of screwed.
Yes.
So this is a very crazy move. We've talked about possibly, like, part of the reason why is that he wants to get interest rates reduced for refinancing our debt. And if interest rates are going to get cut drastically, money printer is going to come online, stock market starts to recover. Like, there's a bunch of crazy stuff that happens, right?
Right.
I mean, but it's not real recovery. It's just inflation.
Yeah. Exactly. And I think when that happens, Bitcoin's going to take off. Now, whether it would be interesting if Bitcoin manages to hold, and then it's always been the risk on asset. But if it becomes like a safe haven, even for recessions, or if it decouples from the stock market.
Yeah.
I mean, that's something we could see as well happen this year.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it will. I'm saying it could. To splash a little bit of water on that face, though, I was looking at our Bitcoin prices for all our episodes, and this is the lowest price we've seen since the Election Day episode. And that's when the day after the election we recorded, and Bitcoin got to 75,324 that day after, which was an all-time high at that point.
It's been about
And
6 months
didn't
ago,
take,
right?
yeah. Yeah, that was November 6th. So that was, 5 months ago now.
5 months.
Yep. So, yeah, I mean, the next episode we did on the 11th was 88,000, and it went to 90. It was in the hundreds, kind of bouncing around the 90-100 mark. And it wasn't until we got to March that things started going down below 90, hit 91, 86, 82, 980. Was a couple of weeks ago on the 16th, and that's a full $1,000 of where we're ahead of, or that's $1,000 higher than today's mark. So, I wouldn't put in my hopes too hard on that, but it's possible that Bitcoin decouples from the stock market.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we'll have to play it out and kind of see how it goes. I hope everybody's doing well. I hope if you are thinking about buying Bitcoin, like, I mean, now's not necessarily a bad time. Like, you can actually get some, you can get some good prices, I believe, on some things. So, as to whether or not it's going to go lower, I don't know. We don't have a crystal ball.
Yeah.
I'm seeing a wick right now on the candle. Looked like they tried to push it lower and it's trying to fight back. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, it may be a great time to get some cheap sats here pretty soon, depending on what happens tomorrow. So yeah, well, I mean, we'll keep you updated with our just our point of view, and that's all it is. That's all we can offer you. We have no idea how this is going to play out.
Nope.
It's a crazy game of chicken right now.
Yep. And there's a whole lot of different players that could zig and zag. And so everything's alive and it can change on a moment's notice.
Absolutely. We do thank you all for listening. Is there anything else you wanted to bring up today?
That's it for me.
All right. Well, thank you all for listening. We hope that everything goes well for you all tomorrow. Just keep your heads up. This won't last forever. We'll have to pull out of it at some point. So, all